in the book of Isaiah, and especially Isaiah chapter 9, there is this great promise from the text, "For a child has been born to us, a son has been given to us, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Pella, Yoetz, El Gibor, Aviad Sar Shalom. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of his peace there is no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." It is significant that this great text, I believe, looks forward to the coming of Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And it is very striking when you think of the names that are given to our Lord Jesus Christ. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor. And then we come to the word El Gibor, Mighty God. It is significant that this word, El Gibor, occurs in chapter 10, verse 21, clearly of Yahweh himself. It reads as follows, "A remnant shall return, even a remnant of Jacob, unto El Gibor, unto the Mighty God." And so, I believe that those two words, one place used of Yahweh, God the Father, in chapter 10 of Isaiah, and here in chapter 9, referring, I believe, to Jesus Christ, because a child has been born to us. And we see the implications here of his dual nature. He is born of a woman, and yet at the same time, he is El Gibor. He is Mighty God. And he has a kingdom that shall have no end. And that's why he's also called Eternal Father. And he is going to establish this eternal kingdom and uphold it with righteousness and justice from now and forevermore. It is significant that in the Gospel of Luke, Luke, in announcing, or Gabriel, I should say, in announcing the birth of our Lord, says to Mary, "This one shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give to him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." And I believe there is a wonderful connection with the teaching of Gabriel about the eternality of Jesus Christ, who would have an eternal kingdom and who would reign over the house of Jacob forever. And this is possible because he is El Gibor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father.